Yes, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we guide you through the fastest 2 hours in radio on this Friday night. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're going to be bringing you a ton of college football talk. And right off the top this evening, we are so delighted to welcome in our very own college football contributor who joins us each and every week, and that is Husker great Jason Peter. And JP, all I can say is my. We certainly have a lot of ground to cover. And Nebraska fires Bo Pelini last Sunday, ending the 7-year run as the Cornhuskers head coach. But they already made a hiring on Thursday, new head coach Mike Riley. What was your reaction to the decision?
The reaction was like a lot of Nebraska fans, and that's we didn't know how to react because Mike Riley was nowhere even on the radar. It's not like he is a featured piece on ESPN or Oregon State is, on game day shows, Saturday afternoon. It's taken a few days, I think, for it to sink in for a lot of people. They were kind of thinking, well, if they went out to Oregon, they were going to hire Scott Frost, the former quarterback, as the head coach, and that's really who I was pulling for. I just thought it was the right time. For a lot of people, they didn't think he had enough in the resume. But this day and age, I just think it's a different game. And not football in general, just with coaching. These guys, they climb the ladder fast. And a lot of the philosophy, the X's and O's that people are running today are somewhat new. So, you don't need 30 years coaching experience necessarily to be an expert at it. And a lot of this stuff is coming from younger people. Frost, he's the offensive coordinator at Oregon. He was a 2-year starter at quarterback here at the University of Nebraska. He played defense. I mean, that's how highly, coaches thought of him, is that they took this quarter option quarterback, and he ended up playing safety in the NFL for 6-7 years, playing, for guys like Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells and learning under Gruden and you name it. I mean, Bill Walsh, he learned from a lot of great players, but from great coaches. But Sean Eichhorst shocked everybody and just went in a completely different direction.
Were you surprised how quickly, Jason, that he made the decision? I mean, I know there's a lot on the table right now in terms of with recruiting, but...
It really didn't come as a shock, and the reason why is because he made it clear that he was not hiring Nebraska was not going to hire a search firm to assist in the process, and he was completely silent on it. Nobody had anything. I mean, everybody, it was the typical stuff. Jim Tressel was at Starbucks, in Lincoln, grabbing a coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And Dan Mullen, there was a plane that just came in from, the state of Mississippi, so it's got to be Dan Mullen.
Do you think he consulted Tom Osborne at all, though?
I don't know. This is the thing. I think this job search has basically been going on for a year, okay? Because I'm sure when your former head coach dares you to fire him in a post-game press conference after losing, to Iowa
right.
a year ago, I think Sean Eichhorst, whether he's truthful about it or not, I think he starts to put a list together. He starts, figuring out and talking to people about, who he might be interested in. And I think this thing is pretty much a done deal in his mind. The second that Bo is fired, he knows exactly where he's going. And I just think in the days leading up to it, they were just working out the details of it. I think he knew, and there was never even an option, another option for him in his eyes as to who was going to be the head coach.
Okay, Jason, real quick, I mean, what has been the response and the reaction, not only from your former teammates and the guys that have been part of the program, but from the fans? I mean, what kind of things are you hearing?
It's mixed, you know, right now. I think people initially will start to, you know, Nebraska fans just want Nebraska to be Nebraska again. And whether that's realistic or not, you know, it depends on who you're talking to.
Is it realistic? Is it realistic, Jason?
Is it? Well, yeah. Is it realistic to win, you know, maybe like Alabama is winning, kind of like how we won in the 90s? Probably not. You know, you're just not going to get that influx of talent. But it's not unrealistic, I think, to say that you're going to compete, truly compete for a conference championship every year. You know, you should be in the mix every year. You know, you should be playing for one at coming out of this West Division. You know, what do you have? You're basically playing Wisconsin every year for the right to play, you know, represent the West. And, you know, it's disheartening for Nebraska fans because Wisconsin was a program that modeled itself after Nebraska. They said, we want to be like you.
Right.
I mean, Barry Alvarez, everybody knows the story. You know, he was a linebacker here at Nebraska. Eventually, he's coaching Wisconsin, the athletic director. He's been open and honest about it. I wanted this place to be like Nebraska.
And I think they replicated even the walk-on program, too. Am I right?
Yeah, they tried to. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And now, kind of, you know, in a lot of ways, the student is a lot smarter, you know, than the teacher. We just we've fallen off, and you know, 9-4. There were a lot of people that were happy with it, and there are a lot of people that were happy with it when they hired Mike Riley. In their eyes, they're saying, "My goodness, you just fired a coach that averaged 9 wins a year." For a coach out at Oregon State that's averaging, you know, six and a half wins a year. And people, you know, sometimes they don't, and I initially, you know, I mean, when Sean Eichhorst had his press conference announcing that you know, Bo had been let go and relieved of his duties, he said pretty much money is not going to be an issue. And this Nebraska program is as good and has as many resources as any other football program in this country. So basically he's saying that, you know, we will spend whatever we need to spend to get our guy. And nobody knew that our guy was, you know, Mike Riley out in Corvallis, who really was probably going to get fired, you know, at the end of this year, if this thing probably wasn't in the works. I mean, you know, you just went 5-7. That's not, you know, something to write home about. And I understand that it's Corvallis, and, you know, you're not in probably the top half necessarily of the Pac-12. But, you know, you're not also at the extreme bottom. But I think people, when Sean Eichhorst had talked about that, he thought, or people thought, you know, geez, this sounds like, you know,
right,
we're basically going to be knocking on Nick Saban's door.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen.
Hey, Jason Peter with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We've got to step aside for our very first commercial break. We will be rejoined. We're going to talk about the latest college football rankings. And also, we want to talk about some of the deciding factors that ultimately decided Bo Pelini's fate. We want to talk about that with Jason Peter, one of the all-time greatest at the University of Nebraska. We will be right back at Yahoo Sports Radio.